Penguin Random House Audio presents The Stand-Up Groomsman by Jackie Lau. Read for you by James C. and Eunice Wong. Prologue. Vivian Liao hated meeting new people. She wasn't at ease around an unfamiliar face, but over the years she'd become adept at hiding her anxiety. She didn't hide it behind a friendly smile, though. Instead, she was cool, guarded, deliberate in her words. It was best to be careful with someone new. This was a little different, however. The man she was meeting, Melvin Lee, well, she felt like she already knew him. She'd watched every episode of Just Another New York Sitcom an embarrassing number of times, plus comedy specials and YouTube videos. He had a certain je ne sais quoi that made him her favorite comedian. Still, she only knew who he was when he performed, and that was probably very different from who he was in real life. In fact, when Lindsay had suggested this, Vivian hadn't been enthusiastic. Rather, she'd been afraid of shattering the illusion. But even though she'd done her best to adjust her expectations downward, after watching his hour-long set and laughing during much of it, she now felt a buzz of excitement. Not that she showed it, of course. Melvin Lee walked toward the table where she was seated with Ryan Kwok and Lindsay. The two men, who'd been co-stars in Janice, gave each other a hearty slap on the back, and then Ryan introduced them to Melvin.
"This is Lindsay McLeod, my baking instructor, and Vivian Liao, her roommate. Ladies, a man who talked your ears off for the last hour is Melvin Lee, as I'm sure you know."
Vivian shook his hand, hoping hers wasn't sweaty, and he smiled at her. He was wearing a brightly colored flowered shirt, which was his thing. "Pleased to meet you," she murmured. Ryan Kwok was the classically handsome one, the guy that women, including her roommate, swooned over, though Vivian had always preferred Melvin Lee. And when she'd seen Ryan's latest movie, she'd been more attracted to his co-star, Irene Lai. Pity Melvin hadn't been in that movie. But today, he was in front of her, in the flesh. The four of them headed to a quieter table upstairs at the comedy club. Vivian sat at the round table between Lindsay and Melvin. She wondered if Ryan and Lindsay would play footsie under the table. Lindsay might claim there was nothing happening between the two of them, but Vivian suspected that would change soon. She'd seen the way Ryan looked at Lindsay.
"How'd you like the show?" Melvin Lee asked the table. "You can tell him that he sucked," Ryan said. "It's fine. He can take it." "I don't know about that, man. My ego is like a fragile glass flower."
Vivian couldn't help chuckling.
"I enjoyed it," Lindsay said. "I'm glad I got the chance to go. Thank you."
"Hey, you've had to put up with this guy here."
Melvin gave Ryan a light smack.
"You deserve a little high-class comedy in return for your sacrifice, though I'm sure you enjoyed watching him dump those egg whites on his head."
"He told you about that?"
Lindsay and Ryan had met at her bakery, and she was now helping him prepare for his appearance on a celebrity baking show. It sounded like he had more than a few things to learn, but fortunately, amazing baking prowess wasn't required for something called baking fail. Melvin put his hands together and looked upward.
"Please tell me you have pictures of this, please."
Lindsay laughed.
"Sorry to disappoint you."
"Thank God," Ryan said. "You give anything like that to Mel, and it'll be all over social media in 2 minutes flat."
So, his friends called him Mel, not Melvin.
"Nah, man," Mel said. "I know you want to keep the whole learning to bake thing on the down low for now. I just keep them for my own private amusement. Or blackmail purposes. You know, normal shit like that."
"So normal," Ryan said. Mel laughed before turning his smile to Vivian.
"And what about you?"
"It was good." Vivian sipped her drink. "I'd seen most of it before, aside from the part where you pointed out Ryan Kwok in the audience."
"But I'm more charming in person, aren't I? Not sure the Netflix special shows the full extent of my animal magnetism."
"What kind of animal?" Ryan asked.
"A skunk? Or will you chirp like a penguin again?"
It was entertaining to watch them interact, unscripted. "I've seen you in person before, actually," Vivian said.
"When you were in Toronto a year ago."
"So you really are a fan?" Mel paused.
"Wait a second. Vivian, Liao. Your name sounds familiar.
Really?
Vivian couldn't help feeling a little alarmed.
Calm down. He probably just knows someone else with the same name.
He snapped his fingers.
I've got it! You did this, didn't you?
He showed them all a picture on his phone. A very familiar picture. It was the illustration she'd done of Melvin Lee's character puzzling over his Rube Goldberg machine in Just Another New York Sitcom. He read the signature in the bottom right.
Vivian Liao.
Oh, God. Melvin Lee had seen her fan art. This wasn't something she'd anticipated. Vivian wanted the earth to swallow her up. Or a dragon. Maybe a kraken. Godzilla. Whatever could get her out of this situation the fastest. She was flexible.
That's pretty cool, Ryan said.
Where did you get that? Vivian asked Mel, hoping her voice didn't waver.
A friend sent it to me. Don't be embarrassed. The show has lots of fans, and you're hardly the only person who's created fan art. Are you an artist? Is that what you do for a living?
No, I work in finance. He made a face.
You're like one of those people who make the stock market run, working for the man and everything?
This was just getting worse. Embarrassing enough that he'd seen her art. He'd told her not to be embarrassed, but that was impossible. And now he was criticizing her job? He was definitely different up close and personal than he was on TV. If there was one thing Vivian hated, other than meeting new people, it was being told what to do with her life. She'd spent many years not really living for herself, but those days were gone. Now, she lived on her own terms.
That's not quite how I would describe my job, she said, but why work in finance when you're such a talented artist? Unless finance is your true passion.
He grimaced.
Hey, do you guys want to stay here or should we head out?
Ryan asked, clearly trying to break the tension.
Bubble tea, late night dumplings?
Mel ignored his friend.
So, what is it, Vivian?
I prefer art, she began, but
you had strict parents who stuck up their noses at something like that? They would have preferred you be a neurosurgeon, but finance or law would be okay too?
Mel, Ryan hissed.
Or maybe I'm wrong, Mel said. Maybe you're working toward a different career, just keeping your finance job to pay the bills for now.
I like my life the way it is, Vivian said. And I shouldn't have to justify it to you.
I'm not trying to be an ass.
Then you've grossly misjudged your words. She couldn't believe she was saying this to Melvin Lee. But when he'd criticized her, mere minutes after meeting her for the first time, something in her had cracked. She couldn't remain as cool and collected as usual. Ryan grabbed Mel's arm.
Mel, she's right, you are being an ass. Let's head to the bar and get you another drink or some water.
No, let me finish. I'm trying to be encouraging. Vivian practically sputtered. This was Melvin Lee being encouraging?
I made it,
Mel pointed at Ryan.
He pissed off his dad and spent a few years working as a barista with only the occasional acting job. But he made it. Why can't you do it too?
Why should art be my dream? She asked.
Well, you already said finance isn't your passion.
Ryan hauled Mel out of his chair.
We'll be back in 10 minutes, Lindsay.
The two of them started walking away. For a split second, Vivian wondered if Mel was usually like this. Perhaps their conversation had hit on a sore point of sorts for him, although she couldn't see how it would have, and it had gotten him worked up. She knew what it was like for a particular topic to make you act differently from normal. She quickly dismissed the thought. She wouldn't give him the benefit of the doubt. Melvin Lee was a judgmental ass, and she should have known better than to meet a minor celebrity she'd admired. Now it felt like all the episodes of Just Another New York Sitcom had been tarnished. This was why you weren't supposed to meet your heroes.
Let's leave, Vivian said to Lindsay.
Chapter 1. 1 year later. I have a great plan for the rest of the afternoon. Mel adjusted his position on the bar stool and reached for a piece of marinated tofu with his chopsticks. Chew's was his favorite bar in Manhattan. Located on a small street in Chinatown, it lacked a proper sign and was never very busy, but somehow It managed.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?